Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Prophetic Experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabert, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Prophet Laron Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Friday Morning Word with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes of Indianapolis, Indiana. It is our prayer that together we can submit to His Word, submit to His call, and submit to His commission in order to stay on the path Jesus has paid for us. The first hour of the program is dedicated to the youth, so we welcome all youth and youth leaders. God bless you. Sit back and relax and enjoy the Friday Morning Word broadcast with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes.
Good morning, good morning to everybody out there in the state, Polynesia, Long Talk Land, amen, the conference line. I'm just getting tongue-tied this morning. We thank and praise God for this first Friday morning, amen. This has been a tumultuous week. Hallelujah, but nevertheless, God has a word for His people. And I want to say about a week and a half, God sent me to drop the word in my mouth, for real. The topic came, and then the scripture came. However, hallelujah, God is going to speak expressly to all of us, amen, this morning. I pray that, hallelujah, that the will of God will be done, hallelujah, and they were supposed to be delivered and set free on today. Hallelujah. Are we going to turn it over to our intercessors so that they can pray? We're going to come back with commercial comment, amen, questions. This is the first Friday, so we open it up to there. I am very, very, very alert on today, so... God is going to have His way. Amen. So, all right, intercessors, it's now in your hand for you to pray this morning.
Mother said we're going to pray first. I'll come in. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before You on today. Father, we thank You for Your word. You said in Your word in Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for the good of them who are the called, who love You and who are the called according to Your purpose. God, we decree and declare Your purpose to manifest itself, because You said in Your word, if we decree a thing, so shall that thing be established. And You also said in Your word, the steps of a good man are ordered by Your word. And Father, we decree and declare Your word today. You said in Your word that the weapons of our warfare, but they are mightier through You, God, to the pulling down of strongholds, and that we're casting down every vain imagination and every high thing that would exalt itself against the knowledge of Your word. And God, we're bringing every thought into the obedience of Your will. And on this day, having a readiness to revenge disobedience with our obedience and fulfill. We thank You for Your handmaid today, God, in the name of Jesus, who will bring forth the word of God on today. And Father, we ask right now that You will strengthen her, God, and You will give her the tenacity and the ability and the strength, God, to bring forth Your word with great clarity and understanding, revelation, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, word of encouragement, in the name of Jesus, and supernatural healing, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank You for the youth that are listening in, God. We thank You for the generation that you have set apart for such a time as this, God. And we ask that you will immerse them into all of the organs and all of the things that they need, God, through my thought, will, and spirit, God. In the name of Jesus, we bind up the hand of the enemy and we come against every stronghold, God. We'll try to penalize the earth realm, God, because they stand on the moral values of the land. Father, we give you praise, glory, and honor. In the name of Jesus. And now, God, we ask that you will surround us with supernatural presence and glory of the angelic reinforcement, God, throughout this week, days, months, and years, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, you said in your word in Psalm 119 and 89, forever, O Lord, thy word, it is settled in heaven. You also said the word of God is a light unto our feet, it's a lamp unto our pathway. And God, you also said in your word in Psalm 37 and 25, by way of David, you said, yet I'm young, but now I am old. Never have I seen the righteous forsaken, neither that seed begging on the most cut out of our feet, begging bread, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we're lifting up our children today. We're lifting up our sucklings, God, our babies, God, teenagers, God, our adolescents, our young adults, God, in the name of Jesus. Cover them from elementary school, from daycare, from middle school, in the name of Jesus, junior high school, God, and into colleges, Lord. You underrate them even the more in the name of Jesus. Lord, you protect them, God, from demonic spirit of Herod, God, that have entered the earth from years ago against Yeshua, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and even Moses, God, in the name of Jesus. Every attack of the ancient demonic forces that have been sent for blood sacrifice, ancient spirit, God, we bind in and we overrule every diabolical intent of those spirits and all the time. Right now, we come against trafficking spirit, whether naturally or spiritually in the spirit realm. God, we overrule them. God, we're pulling them down now in the name of Jesus. And God, we're counting out every demonic assignment and indictment of the hand of the enemy. We got, we come against hijacking spirit that even operate in the book of Daniel, chapter number 10, when Daniel prayed, God, in the spirits, we're in the atmosphere, God. We're binding up in the name of Jesus. We're binding up the prince of Persia, stronghold, ancient spirits, God. We come against Babylonian systems, Lord, and operation, God. We're binding up a Chaldean sorcerer. We're pulling down magicians and astrologers, God, soothsayers, God. We're pulling down witchcraft spirit in the name of Jesus. And we're driving those demonic spirits out, God, in the name of Jesus. That will set up the people of God, hinder their destiny, foil their destiny, God, delay their destiny, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for it right now. Let the power of the word of God come forth with free course in the name of Jesus. Let the strength of the word of God come forth with power and authority in the name of Jesus. Let your glory be revealed like never before in the name of Jesus. We bind up every perverse assignment, every perversion assignment, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you right now for this day, God. Now, God, we decree and declare that healing is a children's bread. You said in your word in Psalms 107:20, Lord, you sent your word and you healed them. And now, God, we decree and declare people that woke up with sickness, ailments in their body, God, answer, God. We overrule in every diabolical spirit that's attacking them now. In the name of Jesus, we come against flu and cold symptoms, God. And we're taking authority over those assignments now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for it and we give you praise, glory, and honor, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we speak to cancer, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, to the diabetes, God. We're binding it up in the name of Jesus. And God, we render in the hand of the enemy powerless in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for it, and we give you praise, glory, and honor for your master's name, we pray. Thank God. It is so. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's we restore the letter U.org. Or call 708-377-6777. 1974. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Join Prophet Laron Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to Laron Matthews on Facebook and Laron Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
Prophet Laron Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Friday Morning Word with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes of Indianapolis, Indiana. It is our prayer that together we can submit to His Word, submit to His call, and submit to His commission in order to stay on the path Jesus has paid for us. The first hour of the program is dedicated to the youth, so we welcome all youth and youth leaders. God bless you. Sit back and relax and enjoy the Friday Morning Word broadcast with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes.
God bless you, Dr. Matthews, this morning, and everyone that's listening in on the line. Please keep in mind that we're getting ready for the Family Values Conference 2022. That's going to be held on October the 28th, 29th, and the 30th, and Dr. Matthews' birthday celebration as well. All this will take place at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries at 231 East 146th Street in the great city of Harvey, Illinois. The hotel is the Holiday Inn Express in Crestwood, Illinois. Holiday Inn Express in Crestwood, Illinois. That number is 708-597-3330. Ask for the FAM block, which stands for the Family Values Conference block. Again, that number is 708-597-3330. The deadline to book your room is October the 17th. The 17th is the deadline. The rates are $129 plus tax. After the 17th, the rate will go up high because something is going on in the city during that particular weekend. And we thank God that we were able to lock those rates in. So again, that telephone number for Holiday Inn Express, 708-597-3330, and ask for the FAM block or Family Values Conference block. God bless you, Dr. Wilkes.
God bless you, Ms. Wellness Administrator. And again, I appreciate you so very much for all your faithfulness in the morning, waking us up, starting us out. Amen. We appreciate you also, Visionary, Dr. Matthew, sir.
God bless you this morning.
I count it an honor to just be able to come and be able to minister to God's people. This is no choice of my own, but I don't think that I would have done this on my own. I know I would, because I'm comfortable in supporting others, but God has really been pushing me to the front, forefront. And
amen.
His will is to be done. So that is where we at. But we're here this morning, amen, hallelujah, to speak to our youth. But this message, as I received it on, I believe, last week, that God has given me, dropped this in my spirit as I was sitting and that I was just doing some work. The Lord dropped this topic on me, gave me the scripture later. So I was like, well, Lord, I'm waiting. Where am I going to find this at in the Word of God? Because I hadn't thought about it. And we know that this is real talk. real talk, let's talk about it. Look, I told guys at the beginning of the year, let's talk about it. We need to talk about real situations that happen right now, but it's also in the Word of God. And so before we get into our topic, so I'm going to give you a pre-warning. This is not targeted at anybody. This is not to bash anybody. This is actually the topic that God gave given me. And so I don't want anyone to be offended by what is, the word is coming forth, because it is going to be a strong word. I feel that it's going to be a strong word. So it's not a comfortable topic that we like to talk about. So before we get there, Administrator, are there any questions for us in the chat room or emailed or anything?
No, ma'am, not at this time. That's most.
Okay. I'm quite sure it's going to be some later.
Mm-hmm.
Ma'am. All right. So there's none in the chat. If you desire to ask a question, you can text 334-440-6152. That's 334-440-6152. So those, that is the number you can text to. So if you do desire at this time to ask a question, you can press 1 at the top of your phone if you are on the blog side. If you're on a conference line, you can start fix your line, and you can come right on in and ask your question. So is there anyone from the blog side or the conference line that have a question at this time? Just want to make sure that we give you, remember we are live all over the world, and we're going to be talking about our topic this morning. This is real talk. Real talk this morning. Amen. All right. I know Prophet has prayed this morning. I appreciate him so very much. Let's continue to remember our dear Mother Sydney. Amen. And appreciate the prayer warriors as they were going in last night. And I was listening in to them as they were praying. So I'm going to pray this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus. I ask, oh God, hallelujah, that you move upon the listening audience this morning. Lord, this may not apply to everyone, but at some time or another, Lord God, we have this situation to happen in our life. We ask, oh God, to move and heal and deliver this morning. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I ask that even that you touch myself, oh God, give me clarity of speech, soundness, and discerning of the mind, oh God, how to articulate the words that needs to come forth, nor not by my might, nor by my power, but allow your Spirit to have free course and free reign, that there will be healing and deliverance on today. We give you praise, glory, and honor. In the magnificent, wonderful name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. All right, if you have your Bible, I need you to turn to Jonah, chapter number 4. We're going to begin to read at the first verse. Then we will be going down to about the, you might read the whole chapter. Let's see what the Lord says. But it displeased Jonah exceedingly. Now, if you don't know the testimony of Jonah, the Bible truth, of the testimony, Jonah was given an assignment. Everybody preach about Jonah running away from his assignment. Jonah was given the same. Jonah knew what his assignment was. He knew what his calling was. I'm going to give you a little background. Jonah did not want to do the assignment, so he thought that he would run away. So Jonah ran away. He had to get a whooping. That's what I call it. Jonah went in the opposite direction to what God was telling him. Now, I want you to understand this clearly. Jonah brought this situation upon himself. He did not do what God required for him to do. Does that sound familiar to some of us? Amen, lights, walls, and floors. So we know the testimony that he's not on the boat, going to Joppa instead of, he was trying to go to Joppa instead of going to Nineveh. God wanted the people delivered. God had given him. Not that it wasn't a whole bunch of other preachers that was around, but God had given him. Jonah was considered as a minor prophet. So since he took it upon himself to do what he wanted to do and not what God wanted to do, he got up on there, God allowed a storm to come. Some of us are in some storms right now. We're in storms because we are being disobedient. It's not doesn't apply to everybody, but there's the ones that they know that God has called them. And they wonder why their world is upside down and inside out. But this is not the part of the lesson that we want to focus on. Hold on. We know that God prepared a great fish. We know that fish was the whale. Swallowed him. He was in the belly of the whale 3 times. But we know he was thrown overboard as well because he was given to. Now, the mariners that was on the ship, they had common sense. They began to repent, and they turned to God. It tells you that in chapter 1 and chapter 2. But here we are now that he finally got to Nineveh. And he's supposed to be doing what God said. He preached the word, but then something transpired. Listen up. This is just not to preachers. I wanted to understand that. This is just not to preachers. Because many people have gifts and calling. Many of us. As a matter of fact, God has given all of us gifts and calling. You may not know specifically all about it, but God has been talking and tugging you and trying to knock on your door and ringing your doorbell and sending all kinds of signs to you, and you still want to be rebellious. So he said, but it displeased Jonah exceedingly. He was very afraid unto the Lord and said, I pray thee, O Lord, why was not this my thing when I was yet in my country? Therefore I fled before the Tarshish, for I knew that thou art a gracious God. Now, he mad at God. He's mad at God because God is a good God and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repentant be of the evil. Therefore now, O Lord, take, I beseech thee, my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live. Now, Peter went and preached the word. But people repented. And now he done got mad. He done got mad because, oh, Jesus. Let me go on. Then said the Lord, dost thou well to be angry? God is asking him a question specifically. You okay being angry? I'm putting it in my words. So Jonah went out of the city. Now he's going to have his temper tantrum. Sat on the east side of the city. There made a booth, my booth, and sat under it in the shadow till he might see what will become of the city. And the Lord prepared a gourd and made it come up over Jonah, that he might have shadow over his head to deliver him from his grief. See, not only was he hot in his head and in the spirit with anger, but it was also hot outside, the sun beating on him. And God was having mercy on him, and he was mad with God. So Jonah was exceedingly glad of the gourd. But God prepared a worm. When the morning rose the next day, and it smote the gourd, and it withered. It came to pass, when the sun did arise, and God prepared a vehement east wind, and the sun beat upon the head of Jonah, and he fainted. He wished in himself to die. He said, it is better for me to die than to live. And God said unto Jonah, dost thou well to be angry for the gourd? And he said, I do well to be angry even unto death. Then said the Lord, thou hast had pity on the gourd, for the which thou hast not labored, neither madest grow, which came up in the night and perished in the night. And should I not spare Nineveh, that great city, wherein are more than 64,000 persons, cannot discern between their right hand or their left hand, and also much cattle? Now, I want you to understand the topic today that God gave me before he gave me this scripture. I didn't pick the scripture. He gave the scripture to me. But the topic he gave me first, are you mad with God? I said, woo, Jesus. He said, are you mad with God? There are so many people walking the face of the earth, every generation is mad with God without a cause. I want you to really listen to what I'm saying, because this is something. Jonah was not the only prophet that was felt like that he was this. Elijah did it. And he was running away from Jezebel, all spurred. And that's over in 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 4. Even You can see also other situations that happened in the Word of God that you can say that they were kind of mad with God. But do we have the right to be upset that things are not going our way when God's hand is in it? God gave him an assignment. God wanted specific things. But sometimes we don't listen. Sometimes we want certain things to happen to certain people because of our own emotions and our own feelings and our own whatever. If we do what God says to do, because it doesn't come out the way that we want it, that does not mean that we have the right to be mad at the people or to be mad at God. Because we have to turn and look at what we have done. This is why I believe that God is asking him not only once, but twice. God showed Jonah mercy, even in his anger. He allowed the sun not to beat on his head. He allowed the gourd to just grow up and cover him. Mercy. God extended it. He could have struck him down. Yeah, he could have. Because he knows that in his heart wasn't right. Now, I'm going to say this because I was there at one point. I felt upset at God because certain things was happening in my life. And I was like, God, they getting away with this. This person is doing this and this person is doing that. And blah, 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 blah. And I, and here, in my circumstance, I'm a preacher. But I wasn't looking at all the things that God had told me to do that I wasn't doing. I wasn't looking at all the things that I had done to cause myself to be in the predicament that I was in. I'm telling you, God gave me this about a week ago. So what am I saying? I want to be right, Lord Jesus. I don't want to lie. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are you mad with God? Well, God took this person and God took that person, and I feel that he wrong. First of all, God is extending mercy to you. As long as you got breath in your body, you have the activities of your limbs. You didn't wake yourself up. The alarm clock didn't wake you up. You didn't cause your own self. We didn't cause ourselves to be able to see with our own two eyes. We didn't cause ourselves to breathe the air that we breathe and the blood to still run warm in our veins. We didn't cause, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God. We didn't cause our ears to hear. We didn't cause, hallelujah, if we got a job, hallelujah. We didn't cause, hallelujah, us to have the wisdom and the knowledge to be able to keep the job that we have or have the money that we have or whatever we do. We are not the cause of it. The same as in the beginning that God created the heavens and the earth. I feel the spirit of the living God moving right now. Hallelujah. But God spoke, said, let there be. Hallelujah. Did you not think for one moment God has been trying to get us to a place that where we can have peace, where we can have joy, where we can have stability. Don't ever think that just because I'm ministering this word that I have not been guilty. We have our temper tantrums growing because we feel that God has been not fair to us. Let's turn the table and see have we been fair to God. I mean, fully, truly trusting fair with God. He said, be holy for I am holy. How many times have we stepped out on God? How many times, hallelujah, glory be to God, because we all have fallen sin, fallen short of the glory of God. We all have sinned and fallen short to the glory of God. We have done so many things. Some of us are still doing things and know that we are dead wrong in the things that we do. But yet still we want to be mad at God. Jonah felt justified because the people repented. And he wanted them destroyed. Angry at the people, and angry because God was merciful. But God showed him mercy. He forgot about that. God showed him grace. And even when the gourd had rolled up and it then got devoured, he wanted to die. But death is not the solution to the problem. But see, if you die in your sin, hell is going to be worse than it was when you're walking around in anger when you have a chance to repent and get it right. Oh, yeah, this is a fire brimstone message this morning. Hell is real, and it's waiting for all of those that want to help out with the fire, with Satan and the one-third of the heavenly host. God is merciful to all of us, and God is allowing us to get all of the bitterness, the guile. God is allowing us to say, I'm sorry, forgive me. Lord, what must I do to be saved? God have given you plenteous, given me plenteous time, just like he did the city of Nineveh, a space to repent from our wicked and evil ways. And yet and still, some of us want to be angry with God. Did he not spare you another day? Did he not allow you to, well, he let me be sick. He did this to me. God took my mom. God took my daddy. God took my baby. God this, God that. Everything we blame. Did God really take this? Because you have to remember, the enemy steals, kills, and destroys. The enemy. He is a mimicker, and he don't care if we blame God. Because why? He wants us to be in that place of bitterness. He wants us to be in that place of unforgiveness. He wants us to be in that place that we will eventually, if we don't get it right, end up blaspheming, which is an unforgivable sin. Listening audience, saved, unsaved alike. We need to be so careful that we're not angry with God. Yes, God is a God of love. He is also a God of wrath. And even in some of his wrath that he bestowed on some people, there was mercy extended for. I am a mother of four and a grandmother of 19. And I tell you what, my children and even my grandchildren, I give them a warning. But if they don't take heed, and even my little cousins, they'll tell you, some of the big cousins too, even if they don't listen to the warning, I got to give them some punishment. As my daughter called them, you campaigning, you're going to get elected. And whether you are elected, you get elected to get some of that pow-pow. That means a butt whipping. This is part of the reaping process. Disobedience brings about rebelliousness, stubbornness, sin brings about a reproach to ourselves. Some people say, well, I was doing what God wanted me to do. But did we really do everything that God wanted us to do, or we just did the part that we wanted to do? But I started off, you know, and then so-and-so did this to me. At the end of the day, God is not going to hold so-and-so A, B, or C accountable for what we do. We have to give an account of our own doing. We have to give an account. God going to take care of who is A, B, and C, and X, Y, and Z. We can't worry about what God going to do to them other individuals. We need to worry about our attitude and our relationship that we have with God. I don't want any of us to perish. But if we perish because of what we did. Not because the mama did to us, the daddy did to us, not because of what sister did, cousin, grandpa, grandma, uncle, auntie, neighbor, classmate, dog, or cat. I'm going to throw them in there. But we going to give an account of what our sins. Whatever we knowledge that we have, God's going to judge us accordingly. Each individual. Again, my question for today, are you angry with God? I could be a bad somebody. Oh yeah. I could be mad at God and God, you took, I prayed and you took my daddy. I prayed and you took my mama. I could be angry because I said, God, you took my baby. And that was almost 40 years ago. What good would it have been for me to walk around for 40 years if angry over a child that has been saved from all of this stuff? I have to worry about her getting snatched or whatever, run over by a car or whatever, because a tumultuous thing could have happened to her. I don't know, something she could have been struck with some kind of, I don't know. But I can bless God because she's saved. She was saved from this world of destruction. I can bless God that my mom is no longer suffering the way she was suffering. I can bless God that my dad is no longer suffering. Yes, I miss him dearly. 60 years old and still wish I can talk to them. I miss my grandmother. I miss my grandfather on both sides of the family. That still does not justify being angry with God. It didn't justify me being angry with God when my marriage was all tore up. I did it. My husband had his part in it. It didn't justify for me that. But when I got myself together, God fixed it, because I began to get obedient to the word of God and obedient to the commandment that God was telling me to do. Are you angry with God? Today is the day of salvation. Harden not your heart. Count up the blessings that you have received. Because I'm quite sure if you count those blessings, it will outweigh the bad. Oh, yeah. You have more good than you think that you do. But if you focus on the negative, the enemy is always going to make it bigger than what it is. He's always going to do that. Because why? He don't want you serving God. He don't want you to get to heaven where he can't return to. He don't want you to love back on God, because he knows that love covers a multitude of faults and sins. He don't want you or want me to repent. He just wants us to be angry. He wants us to be bitterness, because he knows those spirits lead to other things, and then the final consequence is death and hell. I'm making it so plain this morning. Trust me, I was talking and turning all week long about this message, just the topic, before he gave me the scripture. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day that we let go the anger we have against God Almighty. He said, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. You're heavy because you're angry. You're angry because of whatever the situation that caused you to have this anger. You're heavy and burdened. Today, you can turn it over. Turn it over to the master. You're going to have to keep, or we're going to have to keep giving him those burdens. We're going to have to keep giving him the pain, the hurt and the pain. Only he can touch you. Only he can turn as pain to joy. Joy will cause you to have strength. Joy will cause you, hallelujah, hey, as the time progresses, to have the healing that you need. Joy, my God, help us today, Father, hallelujah. Begin to move even now, Lord God.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD, presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter. The brand new read by Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. It's available now. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD, presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen. Available now. You can purchase your book at WeRestoreYou.org.
That's WeRestore, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com, or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from WeRestoreYou.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy the latest from Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Order your copy today.
No direct questions at this time, Dr. Wilkes. However, there are chat statements in the chat room. There's a powerful word on this morning. And a quick reminder in reference to the Family Values Conference 2022, October the 28th through the 30th, the Holiday Inn Express is the place to make the reservations at 3330 Cicero Avenue in Crestwood, Illinois. The number is 708-597-3330. The deadline to make your reservations is October the 17th. God bless you, Dr. Wilkes.
I bless you as an administrator. All right, people of God. You have heard the word this morning. Thank you. If you have a question or a comment, I stated that many of us have been guilty in this area of being angry with God. And even if you don't say anything, if you have been found in this place, I pray that you will repent. Do as God has asked. Come unto him. Cast those burdens and those cares upon him. Don't expect it to be instant. We weren't instant in answering him. For some things, it's going to take some time for some of us. Some of us, he knows our heart. He knows our heart before anything. He knows that it is deceitfully wicked, and no man can know it. But we can hide from God. He knows. I believe the psalmist wrote, if we make our bed in hell, it's going to be there. If we go to the uttermost part of the world, he's going to be there. He's omnipresent. He's omnipotent. There is not a single ounce of space anywhere in the whole entire world, galaxy, universe, wherever. And some people say, well, I don't believe God, no way. But you here. You didn't get here by yourself. I don't care what man to try to come up with and talk about some atoms and neutrons and all that kind of stuff and formulated in dust and then the particles exploded. I don't care what they say. They still, the atoms had to get here some kind of way too. It got here because of God. If you have a comment on the blog side, you can blog and then the chat box, or you can press 1 on the dial of your phone. You can text 334-440-6152 your comments if you don't want to be audible. You're on the conference line, it's star 6, your line. This is a serious matter, y'all. God does not want us to continuously sit around being angry with him. This is real talk. But you can hear people say, I'm mad at God. I ain't going to do this and I ain't going to do that. Suppose God said, I'm mad at you, and I'm not going to let you talk this morning. Suppose God said, I'm mad at you, and I'm not going to let you see this morning. Suppose God said, I'm mad at you, and I'm not going to let you do whatever. Just because he's long-suffering, just because things is not going our way, that does not mean that God is not hurt by what we do to each other and to him. This is real talk. My mom used to say, it's tight, but it's right. We make our bed hard, we got to sleep in it. So So is there anyone with a question or comment this morning? Administrator, let me know if somebody ping in. These have been some lessons that he's been giving me lately. It's been really mind-boggling. Anyone from the conference line, you can start fix your line and come right on in.
Good morning, Dr. Wilkes.
Good morning, Apostle.
God bless you, woman of God, to Administrator Bryant, Visionary Dr. Matthews, to all of my kingdom brothers and sisters. Bless you on this Good Friday. Bless the Lord for the rising up in it. Woman of God, I didn't hear your teaching, but I believe I could tap in to where you're at because in the spirit. Because I experienced this my own self and have talked with other people, encouraged them when it comes to them being angry with God. I won't say necessarily that I got angry with God, but I was questioning God, you know, about when I lost my mom. My dad was taken from me. My mom, real, you know, very precious jewel in my heart, was real close. Still, you know, I believe going through the process every day because I think about it every day. Also seeing people that were real close to me, especially when death hit, because a lot of people can't really handle death when it hit. But you know what really helped me, Dr. Wilkes? Over the years, I believe God was preparing me for it, that I came to a place to really find the kingdom and understand it. And then I understood what God's word was saying about our lives, that we only here temporarily, this is not our home. You know, that really, really gave me a sense of peace and to understand life itself, why life dishes out so many problems and issues that we as believers now, not from a carnal or fleshly, worldly mindset, because we know that's going to create issues and problems regardless. But from a place, you know that you're doing, you try to do your best in serving God, living for God. Comes to, you know, financials, all those different things. And you see things transpire in your life, and you be like, well, God, I'm serving you. Well, God, I'm doing this. God, I'm doing that. But he reminded me that his grace is sufficient for us, just like he told Apostle Paul. He told us the same thing. So the same thing for us. So, and I can understand why people get angry with God, because I had a coworker that he was having a conversation with some other people that didn't know the Lord, and they was talking, you know, out the side of the neck, if you old people say, he talks outside of your neck. But I was listening to him talking about, you know, why God allowed this young girl that died at a young age, and he supposed, I say supposed, because I was judged about it, but he, I would just say he was a churchgoer. But he was talking to some unsaved people that didn't know no better. So when he was talking to them, he was letting them know, like, the family's angry with God, and why did your little young girl have to die early? She didn't really live life and all this and that. So he was really putting something in their mindset against God. And I was like, man, you don't do that. I said, you know, life, we go through different things in life. Sometimes we don't even know all things. But I said, sometimes we have to examine our own selves and see. It could be things that we have that bring consequences, but you got to realize, man, in this life, no matter how old we are, we're going to leave this life. This life, no matter what happened, we're going to leave it.
Yeah.
So we can't get angry with God because God don't move on our behalf. About sharing in our word study last night, man of God, through his teaching, do you know God? You know, question was asked, why aren't sometimes our prayers answered? And we have to know that,
get our older generation to say, well, God, he answered this way. You say yes, no, or wait a while. And sometimes when you're praying, and if you don't move on our behalf, people get angry with God because God don't move when they expect him to move. So that's why I said when I came in to find the kingdom woman of God and to understand it, now I understand life more better. Give me a sense of peace. Give me a sense of peace to be able to go through my grieving, to go through the things that may I have lost in the past, all of those things that I might be challenged with, you know, losing friends that were real close to my heart. So many different things that we sometimes don't understand. And you know, I question God, talk to him about those things. But that's part of life. So I just wanted to come in to share that part, woman of God. I thank you this morning for bringing it out, because a lot of people are dealing with that, where they're angry with God, becoming bitter. You know, a lot of people are acting out because things happen, especially this pandemic shifting a lot of things, and a lot of people are angry with God. Some of the world ask me questions. Why God allowed a pandemic to take out my loved ones? Why God allowed a storm to come through to take out my loved ones, take out my house? I worked all these many years to build something, and it's gone down the drain. Have we really paused to stop to ask the question, what is it that I'm doing? I'll leave it right there. Bless you, woman of God.
And Apostle, I want to say this. They're always quick to blame God. People in general, like you said, what part did I have in this? Do we examine the whole scenario? Now, remember, the Bible says that every man is right in his own eye. So what does that mean? We many a times don't think we do nothing wrong. And sometimes we know we did wrong. But we have to also remember that we have an enemy within ourselves, the enemy outside of ourselves. An enemy that don't want us to do what God is requiring for us to do in this world. And even though storms and things that come, see, the verse said here that God calls a behemoth wind. Verse number 8, on to chapter 4, came to pass when the sun did arise that God prepared a behemoth east wind and the sun beat upon the head of Jonah and he fainted. God did that. Why did God do that to Jonah? Said, well, Jonah should be mad. But God also told Jonah to go to Nineveh. First of all, he was disobedient. Then he finally got it together. Then he went to Nineveh. Then he did what God told him to do. Then he get mad because the people repented.
See? That's how he do.
See, folks, you know, Jonah didn't take it back and look at God had mercy on him. I don't see nowhere that Jonah and God brought it back to him. He said, and God said it to Jonah, verse 9, did thou well be angry for the gourd? He said, was you mad when I gave you mercy and kept the gourd to protect you? Was you mad then? So see, we don't look at what God does good for us. We ain't trying, I'm just making an analogy to this. Some folks, we ain't happy when God's blessing us. We just want everything howdy, howdy, and good, and rosy and peachy cream. Some of us ain't gave God no praise, ain't gave him no worship, and then the eye problems start coming in. I did this, and I did that, and, you know, I did this. But you ain't said, I thank God for just allowing me to be able to to bake this cake so I can sell it so that I can get some money to pay this bill. I baked this cake, and then, you know, I made this money so I can get this bill paid. But I thank God for allowing me to have the substance to be able to provide for my family. See, the I gets in there, and the I is what got Satan's pride get to lift it up. So this is Jonah. Jonah mad, but he didn't look at what God protected him. God could have just let him die when he was in the whale. First of all, God, before he even got swallowed up by the whale, he could have died as soon as the mariners sold him over the box, over the boat into the sea when the winds and stuff was going crazy. He scared him then. He scared him even when he went and ran off to Joppa. He could have allowed a bear or a lion or a snake or something to kill him in his disobedience. But he didn't look at the mercy and the grace that God extended. And then he had the nerve to get mad. And then he confessed it out of his own mouth. He confessed, he said, Lord help us today. In verse number 2, he said that you are merciful. I knew that thou is a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger and great with great kindness and repentant of the evil. He knew this. But it ain't like he had a conscience of what God could do. And that's the same with some of us. We know that what God can do. But yet and still, I don't see nowhere in this text that Jonah said, I searched myself and I see that I was in error and that I was doing wicked and you had mercy on me. Nowhere. Listening audience, we really need to check ourselves in everything, even if it's a small, minute issue. We need to check ourselves because God is continuously extending to us grace and mercy every day that we live to get it right. The topic was, Apostle, Are you mad with God? We read Jonah chapter 4. Come on, man.
That's powerful. No, because you were talking about Jonah, you were talking about, no, you were making a point about when you said I, about how people will say I did this, I. You know, I think about one of my family members, was a multimillionaire at a restaurant, got a restaurant business, him and his wife. Years ago, Dad was having a conversation with him. I had several conversations with him, but he would get offended or upset and want to argue. But I learned not to deal with certain things when it comes to that. We don't argue to make the word or anything pertaining to God. You just shake the dust off your feet and take your peace with you. So he made a statement that when my dad said, well, God bless you with all of this you got. I mean, at the time he had 3 restaurants, booming, going good, prospering. He purchased land. He had a lot of material possessions. My brother know of God, but he don't have a relationship with God. My sister-in-law, the same thing, because she was raised up in a godly family as well. Parents were saved, deep into church, taught them Christian values. Okay. Big restaurant business, making buku money. Multimillionaires now. Was. But soon he spoke out of his mouth that God didn't do this, God didn't do that, I did this, I did that. Mm-hmm. Dad kind of, he said, I backed off him. Now, I had a conversation with him. I said, man, that's a dangerous thing to say, man, that putting I in it, because I was explaining to him. I said, well, who woke you up this morning? I said, who gave you the strength to be able to do what you do? And I heard you bring that point out as well. Who gave you the strength to do what you him to be able to allow the money into your hand. He said, I did it. God ain't done nothing. Y'all sitting there talking that foolish and that crazy. I sat right down on Dr. Wilkes. I said, okay. All I did was said, okay. Don't you know, probably after the, right before the pandemic and right after the pandemic, it's, you talked about that Bahamian wind. I believe a wind hit my brother, my sister's business and finances, and that's never, you know, a desire of mine to see any family member, loved one, or anybody connected to me go through or go down. But any time you come against God and blaspheme, so many words, blaspheme God, you are subject for the consequences of what's to come.
Yeah.
And now he's trying to get back where he was, and now you're at an age where your body is going through changes. You're not no spring chicken no more. You're at a place now it's hard for you even to get out of the bed. And I had a conversation with him not long ago. He was just saying he's thinking about just wanting to give it up. But I just say that to say this, that you have to be careful what you say out of your mouth when it's concerning God and the things of God.
That's right.
You can't put I in it. We have to learn that. And I know he knows better, but at the same time, I know it's pride, and I know some other things that's attached to why he act the way he act and why he do what he do. I've always been praying for him. My mom always talked about that. But I used to share with him. I said, when you were locked up in prison, I said, who came to see you? It was my mom and me. Always were there for you. Came to see you. We traveled miles to bring you money, to bring you what you needed while you were locked up in prison. All of these things. So he had got mad with me some years ago, Dr. Wilson, stopped talking to me for about, I believe it was about almost a year. But it was all good, though, because I knew it wasn't him. It was the spirit that's working behind the scenes and working through him. So, but we have to be so very careful of saying me, myself, and I. We got to get out of the way. I know that's a dangerous place. And I see now the consequences of what they're dealing with. In their latter years, when their thriving years, when they was being blessed, because I know it was the prayers of the righteous while they was prospering and being blessed. Mom or dad, friend, I was praying, you know, family, other family members praying. You're blessed, man. I mean, this is just doing great. But all of a sudden, you speak against the chief of the universe, the CEO. The one that gave you everything, and you come against that, oh, you're in trouble. That's all I can say on that.
Good testimony to apply to the topic today, because we have to be. You know, we say, and I teach this to my immediate family members. So first of all, you don't make decisions when you're angry. That's a dangerous place to be. When you are angry, it's better not to say nothing. Because you open up your mouth, you can't take them words back. Those words activate something in the atmosphere. Wicked, evil spirits are lurking, and they're going to take them words that you have spoken or that I have spoken to bait on them. Trust me what I'm talking about. That's why God warns us in the word to be slow to speak. Especially, I'm telling you, especially young people, listen to me. Listen to Carlina Wilkes this morning. You mad? Don't start saying a whole bunch of hoopla. But that will come back and haunt you later. Whether it be affliction in your body, whether you get hurt on the job or get in a car accident or whatever, those words is going to activate something. this is a serious matter this morning. I don't know why God is going this way. But I do know one thing, he is talking. This ain't something I just made up. He's talking to all of us, young, middle-aged, senior alike. If we're guilty, let us stop. Anger is a poison. I'm going to say it again. Anger is a poison, and it kills. It kills naturally, and it kills spiritually. Because anger turns to bitterness, guile, it turns to hatred, malice, and the next thing you know you want to do is murder. Now, if we're going to be angry at somebody, let's be angry at the devil. Get so mad with him that it make us want to do right, to prove him wrong. And so if we're going to get angry, let's get angry about that. Let us get angry about sin in our lives. And we're changing for the better. That's the time to get angry, have a godly anger. I mean a true enough godly anger, not somebody say, we justifying ourselves because of the word. No. Because we're trying to get back at somebody, or we want somebody to be hurt or whatever. I'm serious about my life, because I only have one life. When I close my eyes, that's it. When I breathe my last breath, that's it. Can't nobody pray me out of whatever situation that I was in. There's no such thing. Because however I close my eyes, that's how God is going to judge me in the state, in the condition of my mind, my spirit, and in my heart. He's going to judge me. I know it's quiet on the line this morning. I know what I'm saying is deep to some people. But let's say this today. All have this space and moment to get it right with God. Let us take advantage, for this is the day that the Lord has made. How are we going to rejoice in it? We're going to rejoice in it that we can be able to say, Father, forgive me. Father, I want to have a true relationship with you. Father, I did not know some of the things that Sister Girl was talking about this morning. But I want to get it right, not so that we can avoid hell, but we want to get it right because he's deserving of worship. He's deserving of the praise. He's deserving because he gives us life, health, and strength. We don't have to struggle. We don't have to. We really don't. But we struggle because of us not fully relying on him. Oh, Father. I have nothing else. Administrator, is there any I don't think I might not get any comments this morning, but that's okay. Any comments over there, Administrator?
No, all lines are clear.
Mm-hmm. My thinking, this is some deep thinking this morning. I told you, I've been guilty. but I don't want to be guilty again because them whoopings don't be feeling good. I'm sure that Jonah wasn't feeling good when he was in that belly well, and I'm sure Jonah wasn't feeling good when he fainted after the vehement wind came against him. You're right, Apostle. God will, he will prepare a wind. So why? So he can get our attention. So he can get us to focus on what we are doing. Some of us have made God out of our finances, out of our homes, our family members, our friends, our clothes, our shoes, our money. So God, he's going to blow on it because we have caused that to be our God. And has taken his place. Yeah, sometimes he has to bring destruction. Because we have allowed things. We don't think it's a thing. We don't think it's a guy. Well, I didn't do this. I don't think I was doing that. No, we don't think that we do that. And sometimes God has allowed some things to be destroyed to keep us from getting to the place that he know that we're going to get in trouble. But yes, some things he has to take from us. Because he knows us better than we know ourselves. So I'm so glad that the things, whatever he took from me that I didn't need, because he told us in the Word, lay aside every weight and sin that's so easily to beset us. He told us to do that, not laying it aside. So he got to take it.
Dr. Wills.
Yes,
ma'am. And that's powerful, and that's why God will allow certain things to happen that way. I believe, and you brought it out, I believe that is to save us and to save other people. That's true, and bring us to a place of repentance. And I know some will still won't repent. My brother, but bless his heart, man. When your heart is hard, man, oof, man, it's gonna take God to deal with that heart and that mind to bring change. But if you're not willing to change, then you just got to deal with the consequences. But it definitely, I believe God allow those winds to come. To stir up some stuff, to get our attention, to call it to turn. And that's what he's been waiting on America to do. America still, they still won't turn their hearts back to bow to God. And we wonder why, what keep hitting our land. Man, will the people wake up for real? It's for real. And that's why people are getting angry and blaming on God, woman of God, through your teaching. They blame it on God. But why blame it on God? You better examine yourself.
That's right.
Look at what's going on in this nation that's turned away from the will of God. We know God loves everybody, but I'm telling you, when sin goes up in the nostril of God, look out. Consequences are coming. It ain't a curse, but it's consequences. You can rest assured the wind's going to be blowing.
It's blowing.
It ain't going to be good.
It's blowing. It's blowing. We can say what we want to say. It's blowing, but God is still, even in the winds it's blowing, he's still merciful. That don't make sense. He's merciful because he's still allowing us a space of time. No matter, I was reading on Sunday when I was teaching the Sunday school, and it said it's better, I think it was over in Matthew, it's better, Luke, one of the two, it's better to go in than the kingdom with one eye missing, then to have both eyes, and you in sin. Jesus was making an analogy. But yet and still we have to understand, even if somebody is sick, and they might have this affliction in their body, but if they got that affliction in their body and they know God and they got a relationship with God, they're going to prosper in the end. But what is it if you gain the whole world and you lose your soul? You done got both legs. You got perfect health. You done got all the finances and riches. And you in sin. Hell gonna be your home. Apostle, I don't know no other way to put it. I know no other way to put it.
God, you made a plain woman of God.
All the way down. And that's a sad, sad, sad place to be. Because when the apostle, it was not easy. I can say what I'm saying now. Yes, I'm prosperous now. But I ain't always been that way. I had not always been that way because why? I was walking in disobedience. I was walking in rebellion. I was walking in my own self-will. And I said I was saved. But when I had that last wake-up call and God began to speak to me like he spoke here to Jonah, oh, it was a horse of a different color. Trust me. I was like, Lord, Them stripes began to, them stripes I was feeling, they were something else. They were something else. And
Dr.
I had
Will,
to have the call. Yes, sir.
Good morning, a woman of God, this is Elder Hunter. I'm just enjoying the conversation this morning, but you know, I've been in a position where people want to blame God. And I have to remind them that back in the book of Genesis, God gave man dominion over the earth.
Mm-hmm.
I said God messed it up. Man messed it up. So I have to tell them to take a line out of Michael Jackson. I said, when you want to blame God for things that come, look at the man in the mirror. See, God don't insert himself. He's too much of a gentleman. That's why he gave us free will. So when we have to blame things on somebody, we need to look in the mirror. We jacked it up. God is perfect in all his ways.
All his ways.
Yes, God allows things to happen because we don't invite him in to change what we messed up. So blame yourself. Don't blame God. Blame yourself. God is perfect, what I want to say about that.
Thank you, Elder. Thank you. I say ouch and amen. Anyone else would comment?
Amen. Elder Hunter, you on it today. Elder Hunter, no, go ahead. I'm listening in, everyone. Thank you, Elder. Go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. I just have a quick question. God bless you for your talk, for what the Lord used you this morning. But I just have a quick question for you. Now, if someone is walking in that place, just as Jonah was, do you think that will also fall upon the family members, the coworkers, whoever that they're connected to, that the curses and the, you know, from the disobedience will fall on them?
Yes.
That's a good question.
And I'm going to say this is yes, because look at Achan. Achan knew better. He heard what the man of God had said. Don't take. He took, and he hid in the ground, the treasures in the ground. And he caused destruction on his people. I'm just basing it off the word of God. And yes, some things that we do will cause destruction on innocent people because we have sin in our lives. We, it's a check. Yes, there is times. Yes, ma'am. Because I'm going to use me. I'm not going to use nobody else. I'm going to use Carlina. But God, I was supposed to get up in the morning and go to prayer. Listen to what I'm saying, good. Instead of me getting up and going to prayer angry because a certain situation wasn't happening the way I wanted it to happen, so I take matters in my own hand. And when I took matters into my own hand, I brought detriment upon not only to myself, but I brought detriment to my household.
Not only did I brought detriment to my household when I would go to church. When I would go to church, the state of mind I was in, I was bringing heaviness into the sanctuary. Oh, God. That spirit couldn't move freely because why? I was sitting there in sin. It took a while before the saints can break through.
Right, and that's good. You teaching right there. Tell the people right there.
Not only that, let me say this. Not only that, and now I'm not only looking at, I'm a seed from my mama and my daddy. So then now here comes the family members getting sick unexpectedly. Why? Because if I was supposed to be an intercessor, come on somebody, and I'm not on my post and doing what I'm supposed to do, I am affecting my family. Because I believe the virtuous woman said your family will rise up and call you blessed. I believe, hallelujah, the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. We quote these scriptures. But do we see the effects of our sin? The Bible says a little leaveth a whole lump. What is that lump? Wherever our feet, it says wherever our feet tried to. No territories that we have, as Elder Hunter, go back to what he said. We have dominion. Oh, I don't want to sound like I'm fussing and screaming. I'm trying to answer this question. I'm just excited. We have dominion. So since we have dominion, and I totally agree to that, when we are in sin, the places that the dominion, the territory that God has placed us to be responsible for, is going to be affected by our sin. I don't care how we put it. We can blame cat, dog, frog, a neighbor next door. When the end of the day, when it all boils down, God going to come back. He going to point the finger at who? At you and I. He going to say, I gave you the one was saved. You the one was supposed to, you know this word. And yet and still, you decide. I decided to do what I want. So I pray that I've answered your question, woman of God. You still there?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, you're there. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Prophet? Dr. Matthew, sir?
Amen, amen. Amen, amen. No, this is good today. I am just sitting here just dreaming and really enjoying the Word of God on today. Trying to preserve my voice as well. But surely, no, I thank God for what you released in the first part of the segment. And even now, so many times in our life, this examination and being in the position that we are in can determine many things for our church ministry life, economics, and the list goes on based upon our obedience to God and the things that we do. And I celebrate God for Elder Hunter. The way he was sharing and what you released as well on two of them today. But I really thank God for the word on this morning that was shared with us. And this is one of those copies that we need here to have. But I bless the Lord today for your evangelism. Appreciate it.
I don't know how to put it. Listening audience, prayed earlier, and I know that this could be kind of sounds like forceful. Stated in my openness, this is not to no individual particular or anything. I had to put that declaration out there. Because we all have been guilty at one point of this condition. All God wants us to do is walk in obedience. Give us a space of time. It says, the day that you hear my voice, your heart. I said, well, God ain't spoke to me. Oh, he spoke. He spoke to mama. He done spoke to cousins. He done spoke to the preachers. He done spoke even sometimes through nature. And we don't even believe that. God is speaking. Harden not your heart. Today is the day of salvation. What is that pertaining of? Salvation has come for the time you and I to thoroughly examine ourselves, be freed from the sin and the bondage, those weights that we have been carrying around so long. I'm really talking to the saved people this morning, too. Because sometimes some of us think that we have, because we pray, we speak in tongues, we dance and shout, you really got some secret art. You holding against somebody. You get really got something against somebody for whatever reason, and you feel justified. I'm covered by the blood. The Lord will forgive me. Don't fool yourself. God see it. God see it, and he's revealing it. He's uncovering. Because you're yet angry behind a situation. That's an art. Even though you still come in the church, even though you're singing in the choir, even though you still come into prayer, Bible study, even though you usher it, even though you're professing with your mouth and believing in your heart, none of us is exempt from this word. Today is the day of salvation. Pardon, not pardon. I'm done. I'm done, and I'm done. Prophet, you started us off with prayer. Can you please end the...
Amen. Shalom, Evangelist. We thank God for the word of God on today, and we thank God for the people of God. I don't know if anybody has anyone else have a question or comment for the evangelist on today. And certainly we thank God for it. And is there about any final words over there?
No, sir. All eyes are clear.
All right. Thank you, Minister. Thank you, Evangelist. We'll thank the people of God on today. I'm telling you, this is a powerful week and powerful month. Many, many unusual things transpired this month for many of us. And we thank God for his presence and his power. Thank God for the woman of God on this day and all that the Lord has given her for us and for the people of God. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day. We honor you. We glorify and we magnify your name. Father, as we leave this place and not your presence, God, we ask that you will continue to saturate us with a greater understanding of your word, God. We thank you for the word that was released onto God. In the name of Jesus, now strengthen the woman of God. Continue to pour back into the virtue that she's given out, Lord. Continue to use it for your glory, Father. We thank you for it right now. In the name of Jesus, let your perfect will be done, Lord. We thank you for being a miracle worker, a healer, a strong tower. And Father, we thank you right now for the conference line, the blog talk, Lord, for those that are listening in from around the world, God. We thank you for the youth, God, now prepared for this day, God, as we go about our daily job, chores, and responsibility. Lord, we thank you for it right now. Father, we ask today that the increase will come to our household, increase will come to our job, increase will come in our mailbox, increase will come in our cash app, and our layoff. Lord, the increase will come, Lord, because we trust and lean on you, Lord, even for the financial increase. And Father, we thank you right now. And God, we decree and declare that everything that the woman of God released today, God, will supernaturally be a blessing to many, God. Now bless your back, Lord, 100,000-fold in the name of Jesus. Lord, let your arms be around her, Lord. Lift up her family, her loved one, her children, God. Cover her on a Sunday morning, Sunday school teaching, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless her book that she wrote, God, in the name of Jesus. Let your power, your glory be all over her in the name of Jesus. And Father, we give you praise. We give you glory, we give you honor, and it is so even now in Jesus' name. Thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And amen. Glory to God. Bless the Lord today. Hallelujah to the name of God. Lord, people of God, bless you on today. Stay in that place of God. Have a phenomenal day in the Lord. We'll talk to you soon. And shalom in your quarters. I pray for you on today. God bless.
Territory, fighting unseen enemies like never before.